Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl, Michaela. Hey, hi, hello. I'm here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. And welcome back to another Friday quickie episode. Today is one I'm very passionate about, and I cannot believe I've never recorded a podcast about this before, but I'm like, this is going to be perfect for a little quickie vibe. It's about trying. If you're one of my clients or students listening to this, you're probably laughing because I am the most annoying person when it comes to the word try. Now, my VIP and private clients know this very well. We have a mini dictionary of things you cannot say in Michaela J World, and this is verbal reprogramming for your benefit. When you don't use certain words or certain phrases, the way you think changes. And that's why I'm really big on languaging in my coaching. So one of those words is try. I absolutely hate the word try because it doesn't mean anything. The word try is just an empty concept. If you're wanting to get coffee with a friend, you say, hey, can we grab coffee on Monday at 3 p.m.? And they say, yeah, I'll try to make it. You're left with just like a big question mark. Are you going to make it or are you not? And this is where you're going to see a huge shift in your manifestations when you change your languaging. Because listen, if you are saying I'm going to try to manifest X, Y, and Z, you're already confusing yourself. Are you manifesting it or are you not? This is going to show you where you have certainty and where you do not. Because if you're already approaching the vibe as like, I'm going to try to manifest $1,000. I'm going to try to manifest this trip. I'm trying to manifest the love of my life. You don't fully believe it. That's really what that statement tells me. Because try is just an empty promise. You're either going to the coffee date or you're not. You're either going to school or you're not. You're either going to make the money happen or you're not. And when we use the word try, we just show ourselves that we don't believe in our own power. And that is something I do not stand for. You're going to do it or you're not going to. So this will show you where you have some shadow work you need to do. If let's say you're talking with a friend and you're like, I'm trying to manifest X, Y, and Z. I want you to catch yourself in that and ask yourself, oh, well, why? I want you to instantly associate that phrase with why don't I fully believe in myself? Why don't I fully believe I can do this? Why am I not manifesting it for a fact, certain? And when we can change that and remove try, you're going to become more decisive. You're going to become more certain and you're going to have a stronger vibration because there's none of that in the middle, right? When things are really flighty or up in the air, we can draw so many conclusions. It's like in relationships, like let's say you're like seeing somebody, but you're not dating and you have to have that conversation of like DTR, like define the relationship. It's all up in the air. So you have no idea which way it's going to go. That's what it's like using the word try in your manifestation language. You're just putting it all up in the air and basically leaving it to chance, which we are not available for. We are only available for certain vibes. So I want you to catch yourself anytime you use the word try. And it's funny because like I said, I'm super, super annoying about this. Like I will correct everybody in my life, not only my clients and students, but like I will correct my family members, I will correct my friends, anybody I talk to, literally strangers. If I'm like at the pool and I hear somebody use the word try, I will literally look at them, be like, there's no trying, only doing. And then I kind of like laugh to, you know, ease the annoyingness. But I am so particular about this because I'm a really firm believer that that changes so much in your life is shifting this languaging. And so I want you to look at it in terms like every time you say the word try, I want you to catch yourself and be like, oh. And if you guys watch my Instagram stories religiously, sometimes I will use the word try and I basically auto-correct myself at this point. The second it comes out of my mouth, I fix the sentence. And it's the second that it comes out of my clients' mouths, I am like, wait, what was that? And then they correct it. This is such a game changer. I'm really excited to see what shifts for you guys when you do this. It's crazy. And I was talking to a friend about this a couple weeks ago and he had said something and he was like, well, I mean, try in like the literal sense of like attempt. And that's what I want you to challenge yourself to do as well. Like if you're saying you're literally attempting something or you're doing something for the first time, use that languaging. I want you to literally completely remove try from your vocabulary. It's going to make the biggest difference. Okay. So if you've ever heard me say there is no trying, only doing, this is exactly what I mean. This is why. And this is the mindset that really changed my life and my certainty around my manifestations. So excited to hear how it goes for you. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.